Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. You know, I must admit, even at my age, I haven't learned the lesson. And that lesson is, don't react to Facebook comments. It reminds me of an old popular song from a couple of years ago. You remember the one? Who let the dogs out? Woof, woof. Although I didn't react with the keyboard, there are two posts on a Christian-based platform which made me wonder about people claiming to be Christians. Now, that platform is called The Laughing Christian. The Laughing Christian, by its name, is a place where you can find good, clean funnies, humour, jokes, which sometimes takes the mickey out of heaven, St. Peter, the church, and God, and priests, and pastors, you name it. About humour, though, I accept my sense of humour is subjective and different to, say, my wife and sometimes my friends, and they may have taken offence at some time. And I do apologise. But it's a bit like talking about politics or health these days. Not everyone is on the same page. But going back to posting a funny, it stops being funny when someone takes exception. And that's when you really need to call on one or more of the nine fruits of the Spirit. And let me just remind you of them. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and the last one, self-control. If somebody unleashes the dogs and barks viciously using the blasphemy card or the woke card, they need to consider that many of the Bible's teachings against judging others relate to those who rebuke others for the very things that they do themselves. Yes, some humour can be seen as to cross the line. Yes, there is some humour which is just way over the top. But aren't we all guilty of this occasional misstep? And dare I say it, we're all made in the image of God, meaning that God gave us the ability to see the humorous side of life and the ability to laugh at oneself. Look, it's not what we do when it comes to showing displeasure, but how we do it. So before we let the dogs out and verbally slap anyone down about anything, we should first consider our own motives. 1 Corinthians 16:14 says, let everything be done in love. The other post was an invitation to a new Christian to form a study group to help them understand the Bible. Now, to be honest, I was shocked when I started to read the comments. There were differing opinions about starting a group, and then the dogs arrived. In the form of comments like, oh, imagine it, a group of new Christians arguing with old religious zealots. Or, even if you start a group in your denomination, even then, infighting is still an eventual possibility. Well, don't even think about starting a group, for that won't work. There are too many dissenting views, too many people who are willing to argue to the point of confusing new believers. And the problem with the older Christian is often they become dogmatic and drive off the ones who don't sin the same way you do. Hey, you get the off-putting picture, eh? Imagine if you were the person who genuinely asked about starting a Bible study group or posted a bit of humour to brighten somebody else's day. Now, I didn't engage in any of the discussion from either of the posts, but it made me worried because this is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, but Jesus and Paul said that the biggest threat to the church will not come from outside, but within. The church in New Zealand is not unified. The fragmentation is obvious when you see one church move away from doctrine, which is a cornerstone to its faith. Look at the number of professed faiths who openly support homosexuality, euthanasia, segregation, but forget to open their Bibles. Mark 3:25 said, Jesus said, if a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And when you see where church leaders fail to disagree, there is disunity within the faith. So who is it that's going to benefit from this disunity and a lack of harmony? There's only one winner, and that's Satan the devil. He knows he's just got a short time. He's already got most of the world, so what's left? Oh yeah. It's you, the Christian, whom Jesus told to love one another as I have loved you. And so there it is, right there in the comments section of Facebook. Every day, Christians unleashing the dogs over trivial matters. But when it comes to defending their faith, hey, there's hardly a whimper to be heard. Remember, you are the church, and to be the church, we need to get over our righteous indignation. If we unleash the dogs on Facebook where everybody can see it, how different are we to those pious Pharisees in Jesus' day? But here's the thing. Psalm 23:16 says, dogs surround me, a pack of villains encircles me. They pierce my hands at my feet. So let's not crucify. Let's not feed our fellow Christians to the dog for asking for encouragement or having an idea. And as for humour, have we become so serious we've forgotten how to even laugh?
Thank you for listening. You can hear more podcasts like this by subscribing to Christian Voice New Zealand. Now available on Spotify, Podbean, iHeartRadio and Tumblr. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com.